Hey everyone, it's Barbara Teckel, author, oracle guide, and soul explorer at barbarateckel.com. So today I wanted to bring you some words of wisdom from the animal kingdom. I love and adore the animal kingdom. So today I worked with the Spirit Animal card deck from Colette Baron Reed. Though I have to be honest and tell you, I do not actually have the actual deck in my hands yet, and I am chomping at the bit. It is coming out next week, but I do have the app on my iPad, so I pulled a card from the Spirit Animal app on my iPad. So what words of wisdom from the animal kingdom do we need to know for our highest good for the month of October? That's the question I posed to the Spirit Animal card deck. And the animal that presented itself was Koala Spirit, number 35. And Spirit has a plan, is the message. So first of all, I had to share with you because I don't know if perhaps you're like me and didn't realize, I had no clue, that koalas aren't actually part of the bear family. Who knew? They are actually part of the same family as opossum, kangaroo, and wombat called marsupials. And they are born incomplete and they're carried and suckled on their mother's belly, much like a kangaroo. And I think we all know they spend most of their time in trees, and that totally intrigues me because wouldn't it be great to spend more time in trees and more time in nature? I know I can never get enough time to be in nature. So koala presented itself in the reverse position, which in this deck is the protection message. I know sometimes when others hear the card is in reverse, fear comes up, but having the card in reverse isn't anything to fear, but rather it's an extra nudge to help guide us to pay closer attention and to trust that we are being safeguarded. So as we move through this season of change with fall upon us, some of us may still be yearning for the warm, longer days of summer. And while many leaves are still abundant on the trees and beginning to morph into these beautiful, stunning, rich colors, others have begun their descent to the ground. And we're reminded this time of change is only temporary, and it's all part of the process and the ebb and flow of this thing we call life, right? And so it is with each of us. While our outer conditions in the world and our circumstances close to home, change is constant. And it's really the symbolism of koala as connected to earth, family, peace, and tranquility that's a reminder to practice self-care when we feel uneasy about change. So we're reminded to keep our faith and trust that Spirit always has a plan for us. And while koala spends most of their time in trees, they do venture out to explore and forage for food, but they always return to home base to nurture and nourish mind, body, and soul. And that is a beautiful reminder for us humans as well. So looking at the card itself, just notice how the center of koala's face around the third chakra in the middle of the forehead is highlighted in beautiful colors. And that's a reminder for each of us to stay connected to our intuition to help guide us through changes. And the way to stay connected and tapped into our intuition is to know that we are never alone and that we are connected to something bigger than ourselves, which is also inside each of us. So as we take in this animal wisdom, and as I looked at the card more, I just imagined if I could hug a koala, how great that would feel. Now just take that feeling of imagining what it would be like to hug a koala and take that feeling into your being as a reminder to snuggle and cuddle yourself from within by staying grounded in what matters to you, even in the midst of uncertainty and change. So I hope you enjoyed this message from Koala for the month of October. And until next time, take good care. Bye for now.